Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
Here we go.
Good. I feel like that.
Hey, Warwick.
I'm getting sick of that middle of the song. It's I wrote the day copied off me.
Do your stretches, mate. Touch your toes, mate.
Got some tattoos in the house.
Don't fucking talk about that yet.
Good singers. It looks like Ozzy Osbourne. The hair's a bit straighter.
Hey,
Yeah, you bitches.
You sung this song, didn't you, Warwick?
Tons in the house. He must have known it was free drinks and other things. But David bought some Blue Label. Oh, he makes 20,000 a week. He gives me 10.
All right. Here we go, Warwick. Let's get your game shoes on.
And the cousin's in the house.
I only snort what's mine.
Snort them high.
Warwick Kappa.
Thanks, guys. It's been a great week. How are you?
Been a great audience, haven't they?
Yeah.
Hey, it's episode 40-something.
Fuck, it's gone. It feels like yesterday, like when I played footy 41 years ago.
They said we'd never make it, and they'll probably be right one day.
Hmm. 41 years since the first game yesterday.
41 years.
So I pop out of the toilet. That means I got excited.
You got a bit of blood there?
Yeah. First goal, first kick. Next game, did fuck all.
Did fuck all?
Didn't matter. 12 grand a game back then. Now it's 48,000 12 years later.
How'd you get off the ground with such a
I was higher than Joe Cocker. I was higher than Ricky Nixon. And I was higher than Falls Creek. Lisa can't fight, but you should see her box. That's a double word meaning.
I don't
guys.
Mate, back
I'm getting wound up.
I've got to leave a space for the weapons. There they are. Hey.
We're going to string it out. Get paid by the minute. Unlike porno, pay by the inch.
Let me just get the... Oh, don't fucking do that in the microphone.
That was Michelle. She farted. She fanny farted. Oh.
All right, let me
Michelle's lost 28 kilos of fat. Now she can't get one.
Here we go. Bam! Sponsored by Ascension Drumsticks, the only drumstick company in the world that makes...
Fuck all. That's the other guy. We've attacked him.
That's right. Yes. He's no longer...
Three cheers for Michelle.
Three cheers for Michelle. Yeah, mate. You see...
Here's Dave.
You'd see old Biscuit Face was in the news.
Who's Biscuit? Oh, Ricky... Yeah, old Red Face.
Old Red Face. We used to bring him on the show to scare the kids away.
Yeah. He said, I could make a train take a dirt road. He used that joke 4 times, but I'll just keep doing using it.
I won't boom tish on that one. You see...
Yeah, he got charged about the ages to do his community service.
1,000 hours or how many? Yeah. No, 150 hours.
Yeah. So that's all right.
Yep. I read that he's going to appeal.
Yep. His brother's a copper, but he doesn't talk to him either. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've got him 4 shows.
He goes around testing people for concussion. He should probably test himself, shouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, you're getting pretty sharp tonight, mate. What's in that B grade drink?
I don't know.
Mate. All right. Three cheers for David.
I'm leaving space for you, mate.
Oh, hey, yeah.
So, you know, mate.
My teeth are feeling a little bit numb, but at least they're staying in with the new glue. Thanks to Dr. D. I've only fallen out 65 times. But like Lisa said, that's your fault. You fell over in the shower masturbating. Riding 80 Ks. And I said, you know when you think things that happens? So I visualised like Elvis Presley. I went, don't slip over that shower. There's no mat there. So I did.
Mate, I feel like I'm on a show with fucking Joe Biden right now. Like, what the hell was that? Mate.
Don't try and do segues, mate, like Roger Rodderson. Just stick to the script. Where was I?
He did threaten to kill you.
Yeah, keep that quiet, mate. That's okay. In the next book.
We won't tell. Don't fucking do that in the microphone.
That wasn't me. That was Michelle.
Michelle.
That was David.
Stop it. Michelle.
What the fuck is that? Is that David running away from the cops?
I don't.
In 2012? On Current
that?
Affair?
What is that?
Motorbike. He's the old one. Let's get back to the script, mate.
Back on, are you calling me back onto the script? Fucking beautiful. Hey, Hey, when is it? Next week? When are we going up to Sydney for the Hall of Fame?
4 or 6 weeks, yeah.
6 weeks.
You want to come?
I'm coming.
Yeah, we'll open the whole museum.
We're going to have dinner, watch the game.
Yep.
And so it's all the Hall of Fame from the Sydney Swans South Melbourne.
Yeah, the three games clear, so if we lose, it doesn't matter.
You won't lose.
So if we're in the grand final, who
are they playing that day, by the
Collingwood.
Way? Collingwood. Ooh, they might lose.
Kick 9 goals against them 4 times.
What are you nodding at, Con? You're a fucking
nodding at? You're a freak, you break for Carlton. That means you're a gay motherfucker. Got the code sacked in 89, remember that? I know, you weren't born then. Yes, you were. You look older than me.
I'm just, everything that we say, I'm
I've got a husky voice. What's in that?
Editing time I'm going to have to spend on this show. Mm. It's like almost doing fucking news journalism editing where you're like cutting the breath out.
I shouldn't have to.
Tighten it up.
Yep.
Hey, mate, you've been a whiz in the kitchen this
week. Yeah, got a pizza last night. David paid.
Warwick.
It makes 20 grand
a
week.
Don't fucking do that in the microphone.
No.
Michelle.
No.
What'd you do, mate? What'd you do in the kitchen?
Made some mistakes.
You made some mistakes?
No, I'll do the funny stuff, mate. Why is there rubbers on end of pencils? Everyone makes a mistake.
Boom.
I said that wrong. It's the opposite.
Try it again.
No, I bought some grain-fed choppers. Cost $95. I said, you fucking dickhead. What did I pay that much? I could have gone to my shop.
Just for that price.
10-year-old ones, master cut.
You bought your food and your food's food.
Yeah, you're getting a bit funnier. But at least it tasted tender.
Was nice.
Don't be hasty. They're all tender and tasty. Caps goes boom. The housewife's best friend, get it? Oh, yeah.
Warwick, how did you cook it?
Good husky voice.
Face me, Warwick.
Paul's getting jealous of Carson.
Everybody,
yeah.
If he starts looking over there, please turn your back so I can get him back.
Turn him back, I'll drive you home.
Warwick, actually, maybe don't turn
him back. Take your mask off. Scaring the kids.
Hey, so how did you cook this grain-fed steak?
Just 3 minutes each side.
3 minutes. How thick were they?
About half as thick as my cock. About an inch and a half.
Inch and a half from the ground?
Yeah. I'm not sure. They're going to take me, I guess. They might go home.
They love it. They might go home.
No, it tasted good.
Tasted good?
It wasn't for $95, but they were they're grain fed.
Did you have any veggies with it?
Day-day. Frozen. But don't laugh, mate. At least it doesn't have to cut the fucking potatoes.
$95.
And it's still kind of fresh.
$95 steak and a fucking frozen potato.
I had a fucking heartburn for 3 hours.
Did you?
Fuckers, I can't get old.
It really is.
Melanta.
You just had a birthday party.
You know, you spend $400 on pharmaceuticals to stay alive.
That's, I don't know whether that's to stay alive. It's more to fucking entertain yourself on a Friday night.
And Botox.
Botox. Mate, you just
massage.
You just had a birthday,
massage. Happy ending.
Warwick, come back. Come back, Warwick.
Saw the brothel.
You did sell the brothel.
Went down there for a bit of rimming.
I heard that you were I heard that you were barred. Were you barred?
I had a bar most times when I took Viagra and testosterone. Are we sold that? All good, mate. So next subject. The band's looking good. That's called a segue. Radio jargon.
Now, I used to work with a guy who was an older bloke, who used to brag about basically having a Viagra, and him and his mate were importing this spray for the tip of your dick called Indian God Lotion. Which they reckon that they could fucking spray it on the end of their cock and basically pretty much...
Where's that available? I'll get some for Paul.
Apparently, it's probably still around. It's like a little, not that I know, but it's like a little brass tube, like a little squirty spray. Apparently a couple of squirts on the tip of your dick and...
shit on.
And you are basically a champion.
Testosterone's all right for that.
It does go.
Cialis. Lou Reed in the drink. For Lisa. I haven't done it, but I did it most nights.
What you've heard. Yep.
I've heard.
Yep.
And what else?
Cialis.
Glenbuterol.
Really?
Steroid.
Isn't that a weightlifting steroid?
No, yeah, but it's all right.
What does it do? What does it actually do?
It's a weight stripper.
Oh. Oh, it drops your water weight. Is that what it is?
So is Dixie's.
What are they?
Ask Michelle.
Michelle, what are they?
Dixie amphetamines. ADHD. Script only.
Both you and I need some of that.
Paul's got ADHD. And he can't answer back. Oh, I'm starting to like that.
Well, he's too busy saying what he's got.
What's he got?
ADHD.
Paul said, how big is your cock, Warwick? 4 inches from the ground.
Must have been cold. It's gone
way out of my throat. I said that big brother. I got thrown out for nudity. Raised 60 million for the kids with cancer, though.
You did?
Here's a clap, guys. 2003, you can Google that. kind of a show, but it's good for 6 weeks. Yeah.
Studio audience is a bit fucking tame. What
fucking
is going
boring cunts. Give us some more B-grade, Dave, up Lisa's ass. That'll fucking fire that bitch up.
Oh, my God.
Get back to the script, Warwick.
Hey,
I haven't had this much fun since last night.
You have not. Hey, so
at the dentist,
because the Warwick Kappa autobiography or biography is coming out. Is Moose going to be involved in that? Who's doing that?
How'd you know?
You told me.
Okay, be quiet, mate.
No,
that's 5 months away yet.
Is it 5 months? That'll be about when this episode comes.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, no, 10 years ago, sold 250,000.
Did you really?
I didn't make fuck all, but this time I will. Because this time we are owning your rights.
So you sold the rights up front, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to school once when I came back as a hospital, but I finally got the multiplication out. $100 a book by 200,000, that is 20 mil.
Hold on, $100 a book, they don't sell for 100
Cheers for Thailand, me and Paul are going for 25 years.
Has anyone bought, like, a sportsman's biography recently?
Yeah, about 100, why?
No, what are they really worth?
About 100 bucks, aren't they?
No, there's no way you pay 100 bucks for a book. How much? 30, 40, 50
bucks? Oh, thanks, you conservative motherfuckers. Make the deal sound better than it is. Save me. Alex can invest 60 grand. He said the same thing.
No, but...
you are conservative, fuckers.
Yeah, but you'll...
All right, 50. It was still 10 mil. All right, Jesus. Let's continue. Told you. I was in Dad's bags when you were in bag.
Oh. There it is.
I've got more lines of it than those fishing boats. I'm starting to get fired up.
Mate, we're almost pulling out the mooring.
Haven't had this much fun since an hour ago. I was playing drums badly.
So when we go up to Sydney for the Hall of Fame, mate, talk us through what's going to happen up there.
We fly up there.
Yep.
Go to the cross where I used to live. Root some prostitutes. Don't pay. Go down to Gobbles. Make an appearance. Pick up two.
What's Gobbles?
Oh, it's like a nightclub, a strip club. So I spend most of my time there. They actually sponsor the Swans.
Yeah, right.
And then go for hors d'oeuvres, kiss some babies. I'm the only Swan they knew, the rest of the band.
Yep.
Like I can't talk. Buddy's a bit quiet.
So what do we do? Money. We get a dinner?
Yep. Or just some pasty buys.
Really?
Can't say that, I'll say it, but I think some hors d'oeuvres. That'll cost you 600, but leave that to me.
What's an hors d'oeuvre? Is that like a vol au vent?
Yeah. It's like when I was doing the 420 ad. For Mario Fennec.
I don't know anything about that. What happened there?
Doesn't matter. It's a big day, but I got most of the money. So you like, just go along with it, mate. You like
Shout
it.
Shout out to Mario.
You like it.
I will like it.
As long as the Swans win.
What do we have to wear to the game that
just
day?
Just a nice suit, mate. I'll get you my leopard skin so I don't stand out too much.
No worries at all. I'm sure it won't be baggy on me.
Don't be funny, mate.
I know. Mate, on a serious note, the legendary Lloyd Spiegel was going to be on the show tonight, and his...
What happened to that fucker?
I know. His dad had a bit of a serious incident and was rushed to hospital, was having to get a kidney removed.
Fuck, is that a bad night?
And Lloyd's obviously a bit rattled by that. Hugely apologetic.
Let's give him a cheerio.
But Lloyd is an incredible musician, unbelievable singer, songwriter, award-winning blues music.
We'll get him on next month with Dave Thomas.
As soon as him and his old man are under control, right. Lloyd will be back. But we just want to shout out to Lloyd's old man. Mate, quick recovery. Yeah. Hope it all goes well. Warwick, maybe if you're the right blood type, you might be able to help him with a kidney.
What's his wife like?
Fucking hell.
I'm just bridging another subject. Hope he's all right, mate. Get on with it, mate.
How do I finish that now?
Just say, so hope he's all right, and we'll wish him all the best, and we'll see him next month.
Lloydie's old man, mate. You know, big shout out from the T-Wiz crew.
What's wrong with him?
He's something happened to his kidney, but anyway, he's in a bit of a bad way. But you know, we send our regards.
Hey, it's Johnny, walking head job. He's coming. Look,
Johnny Chicken.
Better hide the bags. John's here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Warwick, coming up a little bit later on the show,
John Singer was having a girlfriend for him.
Don't talk about that.
He is, mate.
Johnny, yeah. Hey, Warwick, coming up a little bit later on the show, we've got an incredible artist with us tonight. She's a musician. She's in a whole range of different musical acts.
She's in front of me.
She's also in front of you.
She's looking all right, too.
She's looking all right.
Hey, yeah.
She is one of the most unbelievable artists.
Turn the lights off, Dave. I'm starting to get a bit of blood in my head. Should I said something else?
If you, yeah, you did. If you jump on her Instagram, Lily Parker Tattoo. Is Lily Parker Tattoo? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Lily Parker Tattoo, one L in the Lily, or two L's if you count the first one.
But, trying to be funny.
I know. Hold on. Fuck it. Lily Parker Tattoo. If you get on there and check out some of this black and grey work, is some of the best shit that I've ever seen.
Yeah, it makes David look shit house. Show the pants.
Our old mate Dave here has got a world championship back job that we might get him to rip his top off a little bit later and you can have a look at it.
Dave, my flesh of brown, on showed me his stretch marks.
He went over to the States, won the world title back in 1984.
No, 71.
When he was only 14.
Yeah, he's got new teeth. Oh, thanks to Warwick, Dr. D.
Dr. D.
So was Con. He wanted them free, fucking tight ass. Typical fucking Arabs. No, there's no Arab.
Stop saying that.
I think he's Greek. He likes Greek style.
It's okay. I think we've still got a few that we can tick off the list that we can fucking pretty much do overnight.
On to the next point, eh? He likes Greek style.
He does.
My man David. You fucking beauty. And the show's tomorrow.
The show is tomorrow.
Where is that, mate?
Hillsville, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going into Lily Parker's territory. So Lily's on. She's brought a couple of her contemporaries, a couple of musos from her band. We're going to have a big chat. We're going to talk about her art, talk about her music, talk about her life. She's got a fucking incredible story.
They can talk, incredible artist. They can talk a bit longer because someone's sick.
Who's sick?
The guy you just said.
Oh, yeah, because of Lloyd, yes.
His old man's fucked, so that means you get another 10 minutes. Like you get paid by the minute, unlike the porno, paid by the inch.
I'll give you a bomb dish. Sponsored by Ascension Drumsticks, the only drumstick company in the world that makes
fuck all like Tony does.
That's right. I make fuck all. They make fuck all. We make fuck all. Warwick, this is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There is four of them
fuck
tonight.
Fuck a mouse dry.
This is your favourite segment. It is called
Happy Birthday, Cunty.
I think Con's got one. He snuck in.
Oh, crickets. How do you like that? There you go. It was potluck. I wasn't sure what I was going
to
push.
I used to watch Pot Black, remember?
Pot Black.
Did you say Pot Black?
I did. Here we go, mate. I'm going to... Shelley?
Yes.
Would you guide Warwick one by one?
There's one. Lucky it's big fine.
Then two, then three.
And so look, I'm 61, but look 41.
All handwritten by Warwick. Hopefully
you don't cross your arms, so your milk might go sour. Boom.
Oh, fuck it. Hold on, do it again. Please.
Hey, sir, uncross your arms, your milk might go sour.
Boom.
One of Jacko's jokes again.
It really is. Shout out to Mark Jackson. God. Thank you for your joke book. Okay, here we go.
I'm not reading this, guys.
Here we are. Come on.
This guy was almost as famous as me in the 80s. Fuck, he must have been a famous cunt. Was that Kylie Minogue? Ex-girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend. Carol's daughter.
I was on Neighbours with her.
You know?
Nowhere near as good looking. Who wrote that? I fucking love that kind of wrote that. Nowhere near as good looking.
You wrote it, Warwick.
Or talented, but he gave it a good crack. I reckon he did in the bathroom.
He wasn't as good looking or as talented, but
he gave it a good crack.
You
take Warwick to Funky Town, Brian Canham.
Brian Canham. Happy birthday,
Cunty. Shoot a echo. He was here.
He got a laugh.
He got stoned.
Who we got next, Warwick? Let's give it a bit of a... Oof.
Next is a new guy.
Bit of Olivant.
That played the role of David's Lee Ross.
David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth.
What group is that?
Keep reading.
Van Halen.
It'll tell you.
With our mates in the Fair Warning, you're a fair effort yourself, Warwick. Dave Bowers.
No. Let's have a look. All right. This one is the guy who played the role of David Lee Roth.
Sorry about
with
that.
Our mates band, Fair Warning.
Yep.
You're a fair effort yourself, Dave
You're a
Bowers.
Fair effort, you prick.
Dave Bowers.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Parmesan.
Oh. That was crazy.
Good sound effects. We're getting quite unique.
The budget has been blown. Who we got next, Warwick? Let's go.
Right. First bit's crossed out.
Warwick, it doesn't have his glasses on. Can he wear his glasses, yeah. Shell?
Yeah. I can don't need that, mate.
Come on.
All right.
Geez, Shell, you must have good eyes to see through them. They're fucking
six lenses. Staying in. Tony and I just went to a wedding, and she's a good sort. She's in the next porno. I told her that.
We just went to her wedding.
Her mother didn't fucking like it, but she's a bit old anyway, so fuck it. She was good. And it's my friend's second wife. He's a poor man's Warwick.
He is a poor man's
she
Warwick.
Looked delicious.
That's old mate Jamie Chandler.
She looked like a poor man's Lisa and Joanne.
Who are we talking about? His lovely wife. What's her name?
I don't know. It's written there. Emily.
Emily Chandler.
Hang on, mate. I'm a fucking finished,
okay,
cunt.
Okay, go for it.
I see snagged Jamie for life and snagged me a little bit too, you fucking beauty. Emily Chandler.
Happy birthday, cunty.
Well written, Warwick.
Oh, it's the angel.
Fuck, I wouldn't mind a fucking drink in my own house. Jesus, hard to get a drink around here for $12.
You are getting a little bit dry.
And last of all...
Here we go, the last one, buddy.
This bloke could easily be part of the Chernobyl testicle.
He could.
This is good writing, Tony. Like you're doing my documentary. This could be part of the Chernobyl testicle. My car's still going to... His perfect board head.
His perfect
He loves
head.
To put things in people's mouths, he like the wizard.
Wow.
He's a good mate of a hard rooter, retired rooter and tutor, old mate Con.
Old mate Con, happy birthday, Chunty.
Now we'll fucking download it after 2 years.
We'll be back with Lily Parker. That's the
get
first stage
up,
of you.
You're
driving down the freeway listening to this.
Yeah.
Pull over. We are back. 5 minute break for 10 minutes. We're 30 minutes away.
Don't try and be funny, mate.
Working on it, mate. I'm going to get one more boom tish before the night's out. I'm sure of it.
I got a sore neck. Can you use a massage later?
I certainly will. What I was doing to you before didn't help.
I said you got 3 hours to stop that.
You did say that.
And Graham had his arms crossed. I said, "Don't cross your arms. The milk will go sour."
I can't boom tish that because we've already done
it. I said that to Kylie Minogue, and she didn't appreciate it.
She didn't.
Mm.
What do you reckon about? It's been a while since Carol's been on. What do you think we'll talk to her about when she comes back?
Carol who?
Carol Minogue.
Carol's
been
a lot.
Carol Minogue.
Carol Summers?
Carol Summers.
Carol
Minogue.
Yep.
Kylie's mum. She was on a while back for the people in the room. And
how's
car that?
That
don't
That's
know.
An amazing story, isn't it?
Carol has rung in about 14 times.
She's got a funny voice too.
She has a funny voice. She fondly recalls the days where Warwick would be upstairs in Kylie's bedroom, in her words, taking a kappa.
She doesn't know who Kylie Minogue
is. Over her daughter.
You have Kylie Minogue, love?
Have I heard of her?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, a couple of times.
She had a couple of number ones, 15.
Couple
Just a few.
15. Yes, and so Warwick appeared on Neighbours. What year was that? That would have been about
85.
85. That was 2 years before you kicked 100.
Pretty good for a show anyway, but...
It was a pretty good show.
I still get my royalties. $120.
How often do you get that?
Every 2 years.
$60 a year.
From England.
Mate, that's worth it.
It's not the money, it's a recognition of being on a shit show.
That is, what is it, 1985, that's 40 years next year.
I don't know how that forever show's still on.
Well, it got cancelled and then it came back, didn't it?
I'd rather watch Sons and Daughters.
So,
what film at Edelson's house?
It was too. So
Sons and Daughters, Leanne and Warwick. Kick out, mate.
Okay. I just thought I'd give you a little bit of airtime. Hey, Wiz, coming up in a couple of weeks on our next episode, we have got the legendary inaugural and original producer of the Channel 9 footy show with Eddie and Sam,
yep.
The legendary Harvey Silver.
Yeah, 25 years producer.
25 years. Yes,
we should get Eddie on one day.
We will get Eddie on. Yep. And we caught up with Harvey at the boxing with all the guys. Last week. He's a great little bloke. Got a very nice place down on the Esplanade there.
Harvey's wife can't fight, but he sits in her box.
Oh.
Caps goes boom.
Hold on.
That's why he's divorced.
Got a...
Oh, taxi. Someone's had too much marijuana. Taxi, guys. Kim, taxi. Just getting warmed up.
Just getting warmed up. So, yeah, Harvey Silver is coming on the next episode. And also, Dave's favourite, we have the return of Envy Marshall. I have to say it like that because of the way she dresses. Envy Marshall is back. Where is Dave? Is he still out
there?
She's
in the next
porno. Dave's out there doing sit-ups because I've asked him to show our lovely next guest his world championship back job before she goes.
Let's show off our backs.
But ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big, raging, warm T-Wiz welcome to the incredible Lily Parker.
Sounds like a porn star name.
Oh, fucking hell. I don't know where the applause is, Lily. I'm sorry.
You gave me a laugh track in
my did.
Welcome.
I did.
Doesn't matter.
But it's ironic.
It wouldn't be the first time. It
wouldn't
it's
be
only early, though.
Wow. You see the way she looked at me then? I felt my knees wobble a little bit.
That's what a boyfriend said over there. Looks like a poor man's porn star.
I normally pay extra for my knees.
I like him.
Lily Parker. Lily Parker, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm good.
You are good.
Yeah.
You are
looking
good.
This is cool. Good tattoos.
It is cool. So you experienced the first half of the show sitting here in the studio audience.
Sorry about Tony. Sorry about that, guys.
Gee, Tony. He goes a bit far. Dial it back, will you?
I know.
When
I
you know someone famous, he goes a little bit too far.
I know.
Tries
I know.
To cross the line.
Listen.
Snorting him.
Tries
to cross it.
Anyway, so...
So when did you start tattooing?
Hold on.
Let's
get
straight to the questions.
No.
I get paid by the minute, unlike the porno paid by the inch.
All right, another bumpish. Sponsored by Ascension Drumsticks, the only drumstick company in the world that makes fuck all.
That was our old sponsor, was Actim.
You know, the enthusiasm in which we just said fuck all was the enthusiasm that the owner of that company makes these drumsticks.
Yeah, you went to work once a year.
Once a year. So, Lily, you've endured the first half of the show. You did not walk out on us in the break.
Thank God.
How are you feeling after seeing what you've just witnessed?
It's happened before.
My stomach hurts a little bit.
It does.
Like from the laughing and also just the rest of it.
Yes, from the curry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell Tony's got a sense of humor the way he's dressed.
You can.
I use that joke for top times.
What was that one?
Doesn't matter, I forgot about it. I forgot the words. Continue, love.
Thank you. Yes, so you stuck around. I see you brought two dashing, strapping, handsome, long-haired gentlemen with very well-articulated facial hair.
I thought it was Ozzy Osbourne and Jesus Christ.
I bet he likes being called Jesus.
Starting to get a bit jealous.
Now, what's the... What's that 9 out of 10 cats who does countdown? You know that show? Have you seen that show? There's a guy that comes on there from time to time.
Sean Metcliffe? I host a countdown. Second last show. I do a 4-hour practice.
Maybe it's a bit of Kenny Everett. Is it Kenny Everett?
Yep.
A bit of Kenny Everett? No, that's
he wasn't born then.
But anyway, I mean, like very, very cool dudes. You brought a posse with you.
Yeah.
It's... I'm not surprised that somebody of your style and ilk has such a glamorous posse.
And they're in two bands. How good's that?
They certainly are. I've brought my little sheet here.
How good's that?
So for anybody that doesn't know Lily Parker, I've had a number of friends that I'm sure that have engaged with her services as a wonderful artist.
David came early to meet her.
A lot of my close friends.
Here she is, mate. Quick, you want to touch
follow up? Lily. I discovered
a couple
her
of fans. It's good. You like me.
When I was sitting up at 2 a.m. after a podcast one night, basically in my complete stalker mode, and shot her a message because, as an artist, some of the best black and grey work I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. It's really cool. Reached out to her, had a chat, and managed to bring her into our
we had Celebrity Inc. as a sponsor, but she might be the new one.
Yeah, no, we won't be. We won't
try her out. Next year, so to speak. Don't try me sexual, mate. Just because I had number one porno, don't you get your man in the gutter, mate. I'm Chinese from the waist up and Aboriginal from the waist down. Told you that.
That's only because of the bare feet, mate. But listen, so...
I'm big brother. I said, how big's your cock? I said, 3 inches from the ground. Picked up 75K.
How much were you on a week back then?
47,000. So it wasn't great, but I was supposed to have a 12-day contract, but lasted two. And John goes, what the fuck are you doing at home?
For anybody
said,
that wants,
they gave me the shits.
For anybody that wants a little bit of...
2003. Kind of a show, but I liked it.
For anybody that needs a bit of context...
It wasn't far to go home.
When you earned $47,000 in 1985...
Poor man's day at Beckham was.
It meant when you went to fish and chips, you always got scallops. Always.
Mm.
Isn't that true?
Made Tony pay.
He made me pay. So, Lily, first of all, I want to ask...
That's a good name, because my auntie was named Lillian.
My grandmother was named Lily Bell as well. It's
See,
a wonderful
it does
name.
Like
beautiful
her.
Name.
It's an elegant name.
It's a beautiful flower, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, Glenn, isn't it?
Your artistic journey basically encompasses a whole range of different mediums, tattooing, music in a number of different genres, but starting off as an artist, how did you... realized that you could draw
good
so
question
well.
Oh, I was pretty young. Like I would my grandma would pass off my pastel artworks as adult artworks in the like the little country fairs, like the Yarra Glen show. I got a little trophy for that, for a little pastel fish that I did.
Were you a natural drawer or is it practice?
I do have natural talent, but the quality of my work when I started my apprenticeship was, I wouldn't have got an apprenticeship now with that quality. It was hard work.
It's harder now, is it?
Yeah. Well, it's just this. It's just much. It's how's a much got, bigger industry.
There's how's your graphics? I got 1 out of 100.
Graphics?
Fucking kind of a fucking.
Like school?
Yeah, fuck
what,
me.
What year did you start tattooing?
What year was it? This requires maths and I'm really bad at it. It was 12 years ago.
So I reckon it's pretty hard to learn.
When was that? What year was that?
2012.
Yeah.
Is it hard to learn?
Pretty easy.
Is it hard to learn tattooing? Because it's not easy. Because I once it was
celebrity ink. 2012, 12 years ago.
A lot of the girls said it's hard there. Celebrity ink. They're like apprentices.
Yeah.
It takes a long time, doesn't it?
It's hard to learn. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Shading and everything.
How do you you see people practice on pig skin? Is that a thing?
I tattooed fruits. Yeah, get grapefruit.
So you could get the delicate line work and delicate needle work. What's the benefit of that?
Well,
does it replicate skin at all in texture?
I don't think anything can really prepare you for skin because
it's
alive. It moves. It bleeds. It sweats. You know, there's all the oils and everything that come out of the skin.
I had a guy did mine.
Warwick's getting hard right now.
Took about 9 hours and fucking hurts. And it's pretty good. Isn't it? It's one of the best in Australia. But fuck it, I couldn't leave any, can't lose any, but I mean gel because it rings it bleeds 8 months later. So fucking hell.
Yeah, you hear about people using these numbing gels. Does that affect the actual tattoo work?
Oh, look.
He rings in a year, it bleeds more.
Runs
more, really? So I have to hack the pain.
Yeah, right.
Fuck it, don't recommend it.
What's your take on that?
I think
you'd agree with me.
My customers that sit good sit worse with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't last as long because what happens is you put all the numbing cream on, the skin goes really red and sometimes you get little welty things and all sorts. It depends how long you put it on.
That's what they said, it bleeds.
And then you get, I don't know, some people metabolize it in like 45 minutes and then it's pretty much completely worn off. Some people get a couple hours. But once it's worn off, you get the pain from the tattoo. You haven't been prepared and it haven't worked up to the pain and the sensitivity that the numbing creams cause. So... like, I leave it up to my customers, but I do prefer them not to because they sit better and longer.
That's my
it doesn't remove the pain, it just defers it till later.
That does help me.
It's complicated. It depends on the 50%. Person.
I got me back done because of soft cock. They wouldn't do it because I reckon it runs, bleeds 6 months later.
Yeah, right.
Fucking hurt.
I mean, like, my brother's got them all over his ribs and everything like that. Like, there are some spots that he just said are almost unbearable.
Yeah.
But
I reckon it kills you there, doesn't it?
Oh, some spots fucking... they all hurt.
They all hurt,
but some spots... oh, and then you just have a bad day on a normally good spot and...
Yep.
Yeah, it's a wild west.
It's like getting by a knife. It's like getting...
When you first start working in a tattoo studio, what are you... like, you're sitting there, you're basically doing all the odd jobs and occasionally somebody walks in and they say, yeah, I'll let the apprentice give me a go. Is that what happens?
Yeah, look, every apprenticeship's different. It's different. It wasn't that long ago, I guess, when I started. But
and you do small jobs, don't you? Then. You do smaller, easier ones because I spoke to the girls at Celebrity Ink.
Yeah, it depends on the shop. Like, I did everything pretty much straight away. I just took on whatever, and if it went well, cool. If it didn't, not cool. But
would somebody fix it? Or?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Or pay for someone's laser. I did Johnny, this lady's... beloved son's name, and for some fucking reason I did double H instead of double N, and that was a pay for a laser job. That was a bad one. That
did she just
me.
Get the top of the H
Sorry,
taken off?
If you're listening.
She just got the top of the H taken off?
I don't know.
It's a few horror stories, isn't it?
I don't know.
I had to judge the worst tattoo in the world.
Did ya? What was it?
That was funny. One girl had come back on it, so I went out with her. Then one between her tits, milk bar.
She's the right demographic.
And then one had a cocaine bag on his cock, so I made him win.
These are all funny, though.
Yeah. I had to host a tattoo expo. Yeah.
He had a tattoo of a cocaine bag on his cock, Warwick.
Dave was there.
Is that for real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just made it sound better. Next to it, yeah.
Whereabouts?
On his stomach.
Oh, okay.
Another guy had lizard eyes.
That's kind of gaslighting, isn't it? It's like you see a girl at the casino, you want to come back to my joint for a bag, you know?
And the guy had lizard eyes on his cock.
Back there and it's like, that's the bag.
How about the guy had lizard eyes on his cock like a snake and that wore off? Fucking funny. Freaks here.
So what would you do to try and sort of ramp up the I guess, the level of what you were doing? Because, I mean, if you're only getting bits and pieces, how do you basically get that learning curve and
practice the best?
Get up it.
I think the best thing to do, like, you got to look at artists that are better than you, and you got to be realistic about who's better than you and why, and pull it apart and take those bits and put it into your own work. That's what it is. I think it's being critical of what you're doing and being a realist about it, and just pushing and practice like anything. You know, you got to put in, got to go home and just keep going, keep drawing. I don't do that anymore, but I did.
Because it bleeds, you wipe it every second.
So imagine with tattoo art, there's two completely different silos of skill, because you obviously got to come to the party with the ability to draw.
Yeah. Right?
And you need to understand contours and texture and lighting.
Yeah.
All of these things.
Shading.
No different than like a photographer or somebody who's basically framing an image of some kind. Like, you need to understand composition, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And all of those different things.
Different inks now.
But then there's the whole skill of using the tattoo gun.
Yeah.
Which would, I mean, whether it's like pastels or pencils or paint, whatever medium you're into, the tattoo gun would be an interesting thing to learn. I mean, how do you get to the point of where you're interchanging all the different kinds of needles, you know, doing single needle work or multi-needle, like, because the sort of work you're doing, there's that one that had the sword with the ring on it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just unbelievable.
Look good, didn't it?
Mate, it is something else. I mean, it's not the only thing, but I mean, it's that one there. I mean, I've even seen that you've commented that it was one of yours that you really liked.
Yeah, because it's a technical tattoo. That's not like, you know, that's not something that's come out of my head. You know, it's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But, to do that tattoo well requires good, I don't know, solid hands that don't move, basically, and just... Yeah. Yeah, it's a technical tattoo, and I love a technical tattoo. A lot of good tattoos
are freehand, and they trace a bit and a freehand. It's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, look at, you know, you checking it out? Yeah, I'm checking it out. Yeah, some of the stuff is unbelievable.
Someone pissed themselves, sorry. And,
you know, I mean, look, you know, it's probably not something that actual real legit tattooists have any interest in, but, you know, like, I always loved, you know, like, the original, like, Miami Ink, you know, when... All of those kind of shows. They end up getting a little bit sort of off the beaten track when it all became about the story. I actually loved watching them get the tattoo and doing it.
Remember
the
show last year that they were against each other? Best tattoo?
Yep. And they're also, what's the other one where it's the comp where they all compete?
Oh, Ink Master.
Ink Master. Yeah, man. Like,
yeah.
I've seen every fucking episode. I love that shit.
Yep.
There was There was a blonde girl on there a few years back who just came in and just like wiped the floor.
Yeah, I bet I know who you're talking about.
And then she comes back as a host from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I saw that sword with the ring on it, it reminded me of that, because some of her black and grey work was just off the chains. And the interesting thing is what you learn about tattooists by watching that show, because, I mean, I've only had interaction with a few tattooists in my life. But through that show, you get to see dozens and dozens of different tattooists.
Yeah.
And you realise that, you know, some of them specialise in new school. Some of them are in American traditional. Some of them are in black and grey portraits.
Yeah.
Yep.
To have a wheelhouse of art that's your go-to thing. I mean, with yours, is it all black and grey work? Is that what you do? I mean, I see the big fella here has got... Is this any of your work on his arm?
That's your preference?
I did his hands... Fingers. We've been working on his chest. What else? Have I done anything else on you? Oh yeah, I did that. I did that on you. Yeah. Little bits and bobs, but it's not normally what I do. But you know, I do.
What's
like
your favorite?
Bit of everything.
What's your favorite tattoos?
To do?
Yeah.
Oh, no stencil stuff. I hate stenciling. Yeah.
it's a bit cheating.
It fucking stresses me out, and it. Yeah, I like just a drawn-on black and grey tattoo.
I like tigers and leopards.
Like fantasy architecture.
I like tigers
or something.
And leopards. Yep. Everyone's got their favourite.
Do you have people that, like, if ever walk into your shop and they say, this is what I want to get, and it's just like, you're just like, that's fucking absurd, or that is just not going to work in that position in your body?
Oh, yeah.
How often do you get that sort of thing?
You would.
Pretty often, and I think part of being good at your job in this industry is keeping the customer, but, you know, just working with them, meeting them halfway, but being able to visualize it and know that, you know, at that point where you're making the compromise, it's still going to look good.
Well, I guess it's like most professions too. You know, somebody walks into the tattoo studio, maybe they've spent even, let's say, 20 hours being tattooed in their life, and they're interacting with somebody who does double that a week.
Yeah.
Year after year after year. So, you know, you don't know what you don't know, do you?
And especially, we should interview David Palmer's wise here because he's got the best back job.
We're actually going to bring Dave in at some point. But the other thing too is that, like, you know, what I've learned from watching those shows is that, you know, like on the body, people should face a certain way.
Yeah,
you know,
there's rules.
There's a bunch of rules and
guidelines.
So is this the sort of thing that, you know, you're confidently across all of that sort of stuff? I mean, who teaches you these things?
Well, you have a mentor. When you get an apprenticeship, you know, somebody that does their best to pass on the guidelines or rules and, you know, any techniques that they've picked up from their mentor or just that they've worked out themselves over the years. But, yeah, in the end, you just sort of go off on your own and work it out.
How many years or how long are you working as an apprentice, like basically on the ground level before you now get walk-ins or bookings of your own?
That's a good question. Probably 3 years, you reckon, practice?
I was doing just like shop stuff for about a year. Not quite a year.
You're talking about like people come and pick something off the wall?
No, I mean just you know, sweeping the floor.
Okay.
Doing the desk, just hanging out, getting coffees, you know, all
just,
that stuff.
Just being immersed in the business.
Yeah, exactly. Being around it. Like I was really young, so I didn't have a fucking clue. It's not like I would have been hanging out in tattoo shops because I was, you know, as old as I am now.
I'm friends with a guy who used to own Oculus.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty big.
That's a good shop.
Some can't burn it down.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, he's like, sponsors, either they hold back. He's a funny cunt. He goes, I have to go for a joint so I can draw better.
Yeah.
But he won about 100 trophies, so it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Nice place, wasn't it?
They're bloody good there.
What about when you get to the point where your mentor says, okay, you now have access to a certain amount of people that call in, first-timers. So I imagine the people who work in the shop have all got their repeat customers, right?
Yep.
And then somebody might call up and say, hey, I want to get a tattoo. They've never been there before.
Yep.
They get divvied up amongst people.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And you get a lot of walk-ins, don't you?
So
yeah.
How long until you get that and you now start consulting with people and doing your own work?
Probably 3 years, Regan. It depends how good your draw you are.
It was pretty early for me. Like, it just depends on the shop, how busy it is, how much work there is. Like, where I started, it was busy. Like, it was a street shop taking walk-ins, and there was people walking in and out of there all day. So it's not like
you work for a company first, now you work for yourself. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Who'd you work for?
No. We're not going to mention any other tattoo businesses tonight. No. Just because
we're a Kappa Inc.
Oh, actually, one good one. I did. This is pivotal. Okay. I worked for Matt Mooney at Dagger and Lark.
Matt Mooney.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is he based?
Bayswater. Yeah.
Oh, is that Gary's son?
Yeah, it's Gary's son.
Yeah, one of my first tattoos is a Gary Mooney tattoo on my chest.
Right.
Yeah, Gary Mooney did this on my chest. He worked at Body Language in Lilydale.
Yeah.
Any good?
Yeah. He was an amazing artist.
There's a good ones around there.
It's pretty well faded. Yeah. I was pretty young when I got it.
Yeah.
But Gary's also a rocker.
Yeah,
He's a rockabilly guy.
Yeah.
Some people are amazing drawers, aren't they?
Yeah.
So his son, Matt, owns Dagger and Lark in Bayswater. He got something from his dad, clearly.
Yeah, right. I mean,
you should mention your email so they can book you.
I remember Gary was working under, alongside, I'm not sure if they were partners in the day, but Jeff Wilson
when
it was the original Body Language shop. I remember
we'd
walk up the side street on the way to school in the morning.
Was he a great tattooist?
I don't smoke cigarettes, but at school for a little while you do, right? And back in the day, and I remember there was a milk bar right next to Body Language.
You don't smoke ice, mate?
No, mate, no.
You want to buy some? Ricky Dixon.
How much? I remember Peter Jackson released a packet of 15s and they were 95 cents. And I remember it was like, It was the perfect budget for all the school kids to be able to afford to start smoking.
Remember Escort 10s?
I don't know.
Well, I bought one at 40 cents. And then I didn't like it that much. Then my dad's kid, he smoked the whole two packets, can't.
Yeah, right. That's just so he could teach you about brand loyalty.
So I worked Copy Guts out never anymore.
I
10 pack.
I love that even at a young age, Warwick Capper was smoking Escorts.
I know.
Fucking beautiful.
Good double word, man.
Oh, that was quick.
double word.
Then 20 years later, I was rooting him in every hole and like it myself.
Normally pay extra for that.
Let's get back to the tattoo expert.
So,
forget Oculus.
So, Lily is for the,
Oculus.
For those. What'd you say?
Hi, Oculus. Celebrity. But now Lily's in town.
So, Lily's also obviously creative in a number of other ways. She sings, plays guitar. So, I mean, obviously, she's pretty lucky individual, isn't she?
We should have a jam.
She's got talent. She's beautiful. She's talented and plays guitar.
Don't try and suck up her ass, mate.
I just listened.
Was a single, mate? To I know your tricks.
What was that song called, by the way?
It's called Omnipotence.
I only take Omnipotence. What's mine.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a bit of a tongue twister. I don't know about the name now.
maybe we can sing it.
Omnipotence.
Maybe you can sing it after this.
Omnipotence.
You can sing it, old drum, and then guitar.
Yeah. Is that
like a multi-talented thing? Is that?
Look, I think this is one of those things where you think you're being clever, but you kind of just doesn't really hit.
Bill O'Tony every week, every 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just want to create a phonetic word that fucking feels right for the song, too.
Tony's a poor man's...
It's supposed to mean...
Tony's a poor man's David Palmerston.
I certainly am.
Yeah. David's warming up with his new back tattoo that's faded.
You're in a band with the adorable Adam Chapman, the Pernicious.
The Pernicious and Hybrid Nightmares.
And but Hybrid Nightmares.
That sounds heavy.
But I just had to listen to the song.
We're going to have a jam in 5 minutes.
Omnipotence.
That's good.
I'm not impotent anymore.
I like it's but making you suffer,
to be honest. I have testosterone, so I'm okay now.
That might even become my meditation mantra.
Yeah.
It's omnipotence.
I'm not impotent anymore now.
There you go.
Now Michelle's here.
I'll get a... I'll get like a resonant, a frequency, and I'll just bang into it. So Adam Chapman is the drummer in the punk band, The Pernicious, with you, where you're singing and playing guitar. I've got to say, the melodies were fucking unbelievable.
Very good, mate.
The drumming was spectacular.
Not drumming as good as Warwick, but I do need a few lessons, but we'll talk about that later. Jesus Christ.
It was very, very tight. I'd love to hear some more from that. There's the whole heap of different flavours in
there. We can have a jam later.
That I was hearing. We should get old mate up on the kit and give the Gretsch belting.
Get on there. If you're better than me, you can fuck off.
And you've got the... and I mean, this guy, I feel like that I should almost like have a Shut bottle up, of Grey Poupon.
What's that,
I
mean?
Introduce him, Bentley Hodges. I mean, I feel like...
Is that his name? Sounds like a fucking Bentley Hodges. Star. I fucking...
He does have a bit of a porn stash, doesn't he?
If I was gay, I'd be sucking him off in 3 minutes.
Actually,
just like Paul Wood, my cousin. I gave him mention. Now he's a movie star.
That's not how he wants to be mentioned.
Fitches for Paul and Warwick and the porn star.
I do got a fucking name.
What's his name again?
What's his name again?
Bentley Hodges.
Feels good to say, doesn't it? It's kind of like fairy floss in words.
Kind of feels erotic.
It's delicious. It's bad for you, but it's good. It's eventually going to do some damage, maybe give me...
Hard-on?
Possibly.
It's coming out now. He's had some B-grade.
But there's a little bit of Justin Hawkins tricks there.
Yeah.
A little bit of Justin Hawkins.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
A little bit of Justin Hawkins. It's the smile. When you smile, it's a bit of Justin Hawkins.
Poor man's Donnie Farnham. Yep.
It's a little bit of
It's Johnny Farnham.
He is.
It's a bit of a Justin Hawkins and Rob Halford had a baby.
Yeah.
There you go. Look those two people
That's
up.
All right. You just got Jesus.
He's a bit like that guy.
Jesus and Kenny Everett.
He looks like the guy from Johnny Farnham band.
Which one?
Who's something like him.
Stash. Oh, Jack Jones.
Is that Jack Jones's godson? Because I'm starting to get a fat. Bend over, Roger, I'll drive you home. Because David Palmerston's in the house.
Are we saying a fake
If he's not
name,
working,
are we
he's masturbating.
For any reason.
And if he's not masturbating, he's chopping mail. I said, walk in front of me for an hour.
So.
Good onion. That means a good onion.
The delectable and very elegant Bentley Hodges.
Bentley
is in the
suck me up, Bentley, you freak.
Is in the
let's cut to the chase.
Is in the black metal band Hybrid Nightmares.
Yes.
Where Lily, you play guitar. Who's the vocalist in Hybrid Nightmares?
Loki Robson. He is not here today, sadly.
He sounds gay too. Because maybe the touch.
Anybody can sound gay.
Exactly. Ask my sister about that.
Oh. Exactly.
She a receiver or taker.
So
she would take.
So you've got a Bentley and a Loki. I mean, that is a fucking hell of a cast, isn't it?
I had a Lambo, that was all right. Poor man's Bentley.
That's
King's Cross. bought that off Dave. Shaved the numbers off the engine mount.
I've seen some images online of you with Hybrid Nightmares. You got the full kit on.
Yeah.
Face paint.
Yep, corpse paint.
Start thicken up. What sort of gear?
Warwick's got the cornflower out. He's thick.
Number one ratings in the world. Dirty
old men, Warwick. Graham's
there.
Face paint.
Pictures for corpse Graham.
Paint.
Yep.
It's pretty full on, pretty spectacular. What's
your point, mate?
Points are optional, mate. Then. As our facts.
put him on the spot.
No. It's
take your mask off.
It's a fascinating genre of music.
Mm.
All right.
Where does this band manifest in the physical?
Fuck, big words just come to mind.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't.
Yeah, man, that means where you fucking play, mate.
This is Adam's. Yeah, Adam's gonna have to answer this.
Just like what venues we play.
Jump in.
Bridge Hotel.
Oh, fuck.
Bridge Hotel.
Tell them what you've done.
Bitch Hotel.
Bridge Hotel, my garage.
Yeah, your garage. That's our main stay.
That is.
What's wrong with that? It goes worldwide, this show.
Evelyn Hotel. North Good Social Club.
I was on a footy show there.
We used to.
It's a lesbian capital.
We used
sister lives there.
Is that why you were there?
Has to worth $3 million like mine.
Not pick up.
Yeah. Don't try and be funny than the fucking host, mate.
Hold on.
You'd be black bear like Glenn will be, man.
Hold on. Do not say any more about that, Warwick. I've already had to edit something like that out of our show. Could you say that one more time? What did you say?
What did I say?
Something was something funny.
So you can't pick up.
Right.
Bentley. My sister lives on the honour board. He got a boom tish. Sponsored by Ascension Drumsticks, the only drumstick company in the world that makes
shit all. I changed it. I was clever. I said
shit-all.
I said shit all. I changed it.
You said shit all.
I was high on B Blake. We're great. I hit it.
That's all.
Been good so far.
It really has. It's
been good there. I'm glad the other guy pulled out because we didn't need him.
No.
They're better. But his dad's cook, so we do like him.
And shout out to your old man, mate.
Yep.
We legit. We joke around. We have a laugh. But we do hope you're old.
At least
man's
you got
good.
One mind died 2 years ago.
That's true.
No good, mate.
No good. No.
Can't get no.
Very sad, Mr. Kappa.
Grand came to the funeral.
Big loss.
We made 91, so good effort. And mum 92 last week.
That's a good
image. Yep.
Chinese ancestors, but don't hold that against me.
But it's only from the waist up, Warwick, so you're okay.
And Teddy said, number 69, cream of young son, Warwick. How's the detail?
I know. It's amazing.
It's all right, isn't it?
Hey, where's David?
David's masturbating.
Can we bring David in?
Yeah, show
so,
me.
Where's Palmer?
So the Avalon, the Northcote Social Club.
Yeah, up there selling bags.
We've got a show coming up. At,
The Leadbeater.
Leadbeater.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Whereabouts is that?
The Pussy Beater.
Richmond. The Leadbeater. What road's that on? What street? Do we know?
Fuck.
Don't worry about it. What we're going to do is it?
Paul know that. He worked at them all.
I'm going to. I'm going to look up that venue's address. I'm going to put the ad for their gig on our Instagram. Yeah. Even though we're completely lazy with Instagram, we haven't really done much there. But there are some people that look, and hopefully they look at that, and then they go.
Church Street, guys.
Come to the show.
When is the show?
Come on, Palmer. Put your pants down. Place a brown eye. Show me your stretch marks.
What date are we in Sydney, Warwick?
9th of August, Hall of Fame Museum.
Are we actually in?
I'm opening it.
That would have been an interesting little quest. Warwick Kappa at the fucking black metal show.
We are going to do it. We're going to do it.
It's very, very interesting.
What day sex, mate? That was pretty good too.
I actually think that we should, Warwick and I should go in full gear, fully face painted.
It's pretty amazing. We might need
some consultation on the get up. But Warwick and I will round up a posse.
We should wear a get mask and we'll shave our asses.
Corpse paint,
yeah.
And we'll come in.
We'll sort you out. We'll help
bit
you
of
out.
Bit of prelude.
We'll get you ready.
I'll get it off, Lisa.
I'm already excited.
Yeah, boom.
I can't wait. So you must book a gig again after the 9th of July. So the 9th of July at the...
9th of Leadbeater.
The Leadbeater, which is in Richmond. Number 1 Church Street, Richmond.
See? He was in Dad's bags when I was in Baghdad, Paul.
We had a production assistant like for about 20 fucking 6 episodes. Not once did he look anything up while we're on the show.
I've got sore knees.
There you go. Fucking, like, Cousin Paulie is a rock star. Fucking,
I've got sore knees, guys. Getting old.
Cousin Paulie, fuck did he look after us at the boxing the other night? Took us up, VIP area.
What happened up there, man?
Warwick.
You masturbated? Over my porno?
That would be the least of our
troubles. After I did. She was 24, I was 49. So 1.4 million copies. I had 1.3 million gay friends.
How many of them did you buy, Warwick?
100 million.
But no,
over 10 grand, I made 2.6.
Cousin Paulie walked around.
He's a walking head job.
Hold on. We're still talking about Cousin Paulie here. Access all areas.
Sorry, mate.
At Melbourne Pavilion.
Here's Sharon of the Horse. Cap of 39 run tomorrow.
The security guard didn't even know who he was, and he just said, mate, we're out the back. And no worries, mate.
Paul's a poor man's Warwick Capper.
Straight out the back, through the room. Then we bumped into your old mate, who you thought you'd say hi by grabbing him by the back of the neck and pulling him into you.
Who was that?
Your old mate, Wayne Carey.
Wayne said that must pussy a treasure when he cries, the tears run down his back.
He was...
He won't be in the Hall of Fame.
He wasn't loving it, was he, Paul?
He wasn't loving it.
He won't be in the AFL Hall of Fame. But I am. Because Lee Matthews likes me.
Yes.
She goes, who the fuck's Lee Matthews?
Oh, I read my mind. I don't fucking know.
Just pretend you know.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
And you'll come back again next week.
Plays footy.
I will tell you who Lee Matthews is. He's one of the guys that's going to nominate one Warwick Capper for the AFL Hall of Fame.
You better clap, you
which
fucking motherfuckers.
Absolutely should be in. I started this rumour on a post last week. You see that one, Warwick?
Yeah.
But how is it possible that Warwick Capper's not in the AFL Hall of Fame? I love Dane Swan.
Dave liked that.
He's a fucking Collingwood superstar, AFL legend, grand final player, Brownlow medal, all that sort of shit. Absolutely loved it. I watched him personally win a fucking premiership in 2010.
He's not in the Collingwood Hall of Fame, man.
He is in the AFL Hall of Fame and Warwick Capper isn't. So the only conclusion that I can come to is they do not want you to make an acceptance speech.
Because I will...
That's the only possible reason.
I'll just talk about myself for 3 hours. Lee Matthews for 5 seconds.
There is no other fucking legitimate reason why you shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. So I think we should do is that you and I should make a video on Instagram where you are wearing a piece of tape over your mouth. We basically
a gimp ball in my mouth.
We
my
put
ass.
A ball or something in your mouth. We make a video. The people who nominate, and we say, guys, put him in the Hall of Fame, and this is what his speech will be. He will say,
thanks, mate.
Thank you, and good night.
Thanks for helping us, guys. Yeah,
but
I don't need it, but thanks for helping me, guys. All right, David, get your pants off. You can show us that.
So, Lily, we've got Dave's a very, very good friend of ours.
Dave's
got a strip off.
Dave's a new sponsor. He's got plenty. Dave Parmajama.
Let me set the mood here a little bit, right?
Basically, is this the back?
Yeah.
It's full back job. Now, Dave has been working 7 days a week, fucking 14 hours a day. He has not had time to fucking shed water weight and do all these fucking park statue cutting routine.
He's actually a wombat. He roots, leaves, and eats. Eats roots and leaves.
But let me tell you that
I'll get that right.
When he's on his game, he is absolutely cut like a park statue, ripped like a motherfucker. But today,
poor man's Warwick,
today he just needs it to
let's
be known.
Welcome, David Parmajama.
This is not his usual rig.
All so the Dave, way from Ringwood.
Could we have a bit of a
you got free teeth, I'll talk to Dave. Thanks to Warwick.
An artist assessment. Hey, Shelley, do you want to grab some?
Let's give him a clap.
Video only off the back. Only off the back.
Oh, I'm starting to get stressed.
Yeah.
Let's give him a clap. He's had that 4 times. Come on. I've only had crabs once.
There we go.
Fuck it. They call these cunt pitches.
They call me
tripod. Yeah.
That is sick.
Yeah. What year was this done, Dave?
Keep turning, Dave.
98.
So it's faded a bit, but that's like all right.
Turn around a bit more.
It stood the test of time like Warwick Capper.
They last forever, those ones.
That is my cop.
That's bloody good.
It's got the
So I told you I'd make you famous 35 years later, or 58 years later.
Yeah, that's a fucking
what
piece
was
of work.
What was that guy
so what's date? That? What'd you say, 98? Did he say 98?
98, yeah.
So what's that, 26 years?
Yeah.
Some thick really lines there, isn't there?
Let's give him a clap.
There you go.
Give him a clap. Bend over, I'll drive you home. Very nice. That's as good as Celebrity Ink. And guess who's the tattooist was? That prick from the Lion's father. Well, close enough.
Who?
I don't fucking know. What's his name, that guy?
Shall I
say it? Trevor McStay did it. Yeah,
remember him?
Shall I say it?
He's some basic Lion's.
So, our mate Dave's amazing back work there that was world champion in 1998.
How appropriate.
Trevor McStay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Legend.
Someplace Collingwood.
In the annals of tattooing history.
Annals. Keep going, mate. Sorry. Really excited myself.
Now I'm getting blood. The pernicious hybrid nightmares.
Porn star, this guy.
Lily, what are the socials for that? How do people find those bands? If I want to hear that music, right. I want to find you and the two dapper gentlemen. Well, this one has got... He's got a bit of grit and determination. He's got that real drummer vibe.
Yeah, bend over, we'll drive you home.
Bentley, I feel like
he's good.
We should be drinking champagne around Bentley. But
his lead guitarist, you can tell.
Bentley's top shelf.
He's got lovely finger work.
Don't try and be funny, mate.
Did you see that? Did you see that wink he gave me?
I want to finger his ass. That's not me saying that. That's Lisa saying that. I'm sharing your love and sharing your bags.
Get under the bus.
And their bags of pre-workout drink, which is quite legal, mate. So you don't have to cut that out.
Perfectly safe and wet.
That's my line off Dane Swan.
Warwick Bentley is looking at you a little lovingly. Lovingly at the moment, isn't he?
He sounds like an actor or a porn star. And I fucking like that cunt.
You can
stay another 10 minutes.
It's in the same vein as Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benevolent Cucumber.
That's his name.
That's what Warwick calls his penis.
Benevolent cucumber.
There you go,
Captain Cucumber on penis. Let's get back to the tattoo. Let's get back to the tattoo queen.
Warwick's sick of talking about himself. What do we think of him?
Okay, love about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me? Caps goes boom again.
So Lily, tell us a little bit about how we find the pernicious. First up, how do we get hold of that?
There we go.
Instagram is the pernicious band. And that's for the pernicious, obviously.
Can you spell it for those who are driving down the freeway?
The PERNICCI
Love Island
OUS band.
The pernicious.
Yeah, the pernicious.
All right.
Pernicious.
Is that your email?
Is there a particular meaning behind that name that we should know?
It means harmful.
It means increasingly harmful.
Yeah. Adam named it. Yeah.
Adam's a bit of a sick cunt, isn't he?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Can tell. He's the best.
Sickest cunt there is.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like him.
He's a fucking good drummer.
He's a very good drummer.
I'm going to put the cunt on now.
Very good drummer.
If he's better than me.
Get him on the kit.
If he's better than me, he can get the bitches.
Adam, what's your favourite time signature?
The bags and the heroin.
4-4.
Yeah.
I'm not a fancy cunt.
Four on the floor?
He says 4-4.
Yeah. I can tell that. 4-4. I'm a 4-4 specialist. That means you're not that great. So all I play is AC/DC songs because they're quite easy. But Linkin Park, fuck me, that is hard, motherfucking hard. So you try playing Pink Floyd.
So 4 on the floor, we go all the way from April Sun in Cuba all the way up to Hybrid Nightmares, basically.
That's right.
So that's
I don't always get to play 4 on 4. Now, sometimes I get told to play others.
Well, you're going to be on in 5 minutes, mate, and it goes to 6 million people.
Seven,
no pressure.
Half time and then triple.
You're going to play it my song, I ain't take what's mine.
It's
And I didn't even sing the cunt. Milli Vanilli, that means I fucking mime the fuck out of it. Who cares? It's all about marketing.
You only take what's yours, Warwick.
You've been there, but I'll drive you home, Tony.
I'll rather get
an Uber. You've been really funny tonight on that big red.
I have, haven't I?
Thanks to David Palmer's. Ringwood. Stick it right up. Better ask some other prick.
Are you saying his name wrong on purpose?
Yep. He's not here, is he? That's thank God.
Lovely.
Happy he's written Lisa.
So the pernicious band, the...
Happy he's written Mel. Say
with
the
T. Pernicious, PERNICIOUS.
All right.
Band.
Why? Because band.
Yep.
BAND.
The pernicious was taken, unfortunately.
The pernicious was taken.
Yeah.
Wow.
It could be only act two because he was stringing out. Yeah.
It's the Pernicious is a plumbing business in Rye.
Oh, yes, probably. And then and we got Hybrid Nightmares as well.
I love Rye.
Hybrid Hybrid Nightmares.
At Hybrid Nightmares. Yep. You'll find these guys on Rye. Instagram. Lily Parker Tattoo, you've been on a bit of a hiatus. You're working your way back, taking on some new clients at the moment. What's going on there?
I'm not working at the moment. No? I've got to get my arms fixed up. I did too
much
stuff.
How much wrong with your arms? You've been masturbating? No. You've been doing what Lizzie does?
If by masturbating you mean fucking working heaps and playing inhuman amounts of guitar, then...
No, Lily, he means masturbating.
Do you play guitar? But
do I play?
Well, put that fucking motherfucker on! I just got a Gibson copy for $1,500. You're going to play that fucker. If you sound better than Tony,
real shit on
you'll be asked to leave.
So barely be able to pick it up. You'll play next. Fucking Les Paul.
When do you think you'll be back on the...
Cheswick.
Back in the studio.
Hopefully pretty soon, but I'm just going to do 2 days a week, I think, from now on, just to get
so
the...
So where is your studio when you work?
Hillsville. I own Golden Goose Tattoo Studio in Hillsville.
Fuck me, I'm doing Hillsville Footy Club tomorrow.
Is that in...
Are you going Hillsville Footy
Club? I'm doing Hillsville Footy Club tomorrow and the netball team.
Well, fucking...
So they're the next one,
Are you... Is that a shop or is that your home?
Give them fuck
No, it's my shop. I've got...
Come back with 5 cash. I've got a couple artists working for me.
Whereabouts is that? Whereabouts in the... Is it Main Street?
Yep. 307 Marinda Highway. I mean, it's appointment only, but
it's been the same.
So, same Golden suburbs. Goose?
Yeah, Golden Goose Tattoo Studio.
Goose Tattoo Studio, 307 Marinda Highway, Hillsville, Victoria, Australia.
I might see tomorrow after the show. We can get acquainted.
Warwick and I are going to Hillsville tomorrow. We might pop in and give them a wave and say...
come terrorise the fucking everyone.
You can tattoo my ass and my cock.
I'll do the ass, but not the other thing.
Oh, yes, I will. Sorry.
Get her to do
Oculus, Will.
I'll teach her.
So, Golden Goose Tattoos. Hopefully, Lily Parker's going to be back on the tools real soon. Hey, Lily.
Do you live there?
Yeah. Fuck, man. I live in Hillsville.
What's it like?
Green.
It's beautiful.
There's trees and...
It's beautiful, beautiful part of town.
Janice bought 15 units there. She built them. So I'm going to have it for tomorrow. All right.
Yeah. It's only about 25 minutes from a little.
We should have a little jam with them.
We should. We're going to get old mate here to give the Gretch a bit of a. Yep. See if we can.
How about Jesus over there?
Stretch those skins. Ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus one, Jesus three.
Accompanying the wonderful, talented, Jesus beautiful two. Lily Parker has been Adam Chapman. Big round of applause, Adam.
Where is he?
Hold on. I've got some.
Alias Jesus.
No, that's not what you want, Adam.
Bend over. I'll drive you home.
Oh, that's good for Adam. That's perfect.
There it is. Hold on. Okay.
That's good.
I hope Adam's not better than us. We can go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible from the Pernicious and Hybrid Nightmares, Adam Chapman.
Thank Graham Pitting.
Big round of applause. Adam Chapman. Keep that going there for the sophisticated Bentley
Hodges,
lead guitar player for Hybrid Nightmares.
Where's the cousin going with my bag?
And basically, star of the show tonight, the incredible, delectable, delightful, incredibly talented Lily Parker at Lily Parker Tattoo. You'll find her.
We'll see you tomorrow, mate.
We're going to have Lily back in a few months' time and find out whether she's back on the tools, find out what's going on with her bands, her music.
Can we get a free tattoo?
The album
this
will be out by then.
Has been the T-Wiz podcast. Tony Marks, Warwick Kappa, coming to you Kappa from first. The Kappa Cave.
Warwick Kappa first, and second degree Charlie, my apprentice. Three cheers tomorrow. Three cheers Warwick. We'll see you tomorrow about 4 weeks.
We're now going to go
after
upstairs
ourselves,
and
after ourselves four
give
frames.
Each other a massage.
No, masturbate each other at least.
I'm going to fade out the microphone.
And her sister to a lesser degree. And to a third degree, Michelle. She's in the next porto. Three cheers to the band. And the tattooed girl. She's shit hot. Give us a clap. And we should have a little jam and they